You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday morning. Checking in with the good Pastor Luke Walters at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri. Good morning, Pastor Walters.
Good morning.
How are things in Wellsville, Missouri at good old Grace Lutheran Church?
Going well.
Yeah. Did you drive your tractor in this morning?
I did not. I live right next door, so
no
point in that.
Well, Grace Lutheran Church, Wellsville, Missouri, for those who aren't familiar with Wellsville geography, where would we find Wellsville, Missouri?
From St. Louis, we're west on I-70 to the Highway 19 exit, and then north on Highway 19, about 10 miles, and we're right on 19, so about 85 miles west of St. Louis.
Now, I know Pastor Hawkinson came out for your big celebration this summer, Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday, and all the festivities, the picnic that goes on with that, and he had just a fantastic time and said the folks at Grace in Wellsville were so very welcoming. So thanks much for having us out there.
It was great to have him, yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much. Well, you have Grace Lutheran Church has an event coming up in November.
We do. We have our annual turkey dinner and country store. This has been a big event in our community for a number of years, and that is Saturday, November 5th, and we serve from 4:30 to 8 o'clock, and turkey and stuffing and all the goodies. So,
all right. So, what was the date again?
Yes, November 5th. Saturday, November 5th.
Okay.
Yep, from 4:30 to 8 o'clock, and that's at our relatively new fellowship hall. So we can seat a lot of people. We usually serve, roughly around 500 people every year, which in our community, that's of our size, that's a lot of people.
So. Now, Pastor Walters, what's your job at the annual turkey dinner? Are you one of the chefs cooking up the turkeys, or are you in the dish room?
Thankfully, for those eating that day, no, I have nothing to do with preparing the food. I usually try and work the entrance booth as people are coming in, take their tickets. That way, I get to greet everybody coming in and meet new people. Unfortunately, this year I signed up a little too late. That job was taken, so this year I'm just waiting tables.
All right.
So, all good.
Yeah, moving down to Acts chapter 6, huh?
Yeah.
Waiting on tables. Join the rest of us here in the diaconate waiting on tables. No, that's great, Pastor. Well, you get to visit with folks when you do that, too. I'm gathering you're going to be doing some visiting.
And
you probably are one of those guys who's going to be snacking all day, too, on that turkey, aren't you?
I won't say anything if any of my ladies are listening. So.
Now, what's your favorite part of the meal? Are you a turkey guy, or what else are they serving there?
Oh, it's all about the turkey.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would say, we don't eat turkey enough. Turkey should not just be a Thanksgiving thing. I'd eat a turkey dinner once a month. So, yeah, all about that. So we also have ham for those that prefer that. So,
turkey or ham. All right.
Yeah.
How about the fixins, the sides?
Yeah, we've got the dressing, potatoes, gravy, green beans, corn, all different kinds of Jell-O salads, rolls, and of course all the dessert, pie and cake, and tea and coffee. So it's all good. Yep, adults are $12. We've got kids 10 and under 6, and then 3 and under are free. And also carry out. Actually, carry out's the biggest thing. We've got usually, I think, more carry outs than we have sit down. So, yeah.
Well, what's your favorite side when it comes to that Thanksgiving dinner?
I like the buffet of Jell-O salads. You never know what you're going to get. All sorts of different people make great Jell-O salads. So, yeah.
What goes into a good Jell-O salad, Pastor Walters?
It's got to have marshmallows in it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh. Definitely. So, some pineapple maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. A good Jell-O salad makes a good feast. You know, my wife and I married in November. Our anniversary is coming up soon. And,
yeah, congratulations.
And she, too, loves this, you know, that Thanksgiving dinner. And so that was what we had for our reception, was more of a Thanksgiving dinner, turkey and dressing and all the fixings like that. It's a popular thing. And certainly with the weather cooling off and feeling like fall, it's time for those types of dinners. Now, what does this annual turkey dinner do? I mean, certainly provide some opportunities for fellowship. Some other good things that come out of this?
Yes. Yeah, so our ladies, our LWML group, really puts it on, and all the proceeds go to their mission, and they usually select a project or two every year to support the church in some way through the money that's raised. And this year, they wanted to put new carpet and new pew cushions in our church sanctuary. And so this year, all the proceeds from the turkey dinner, I believe, are going towards that. And it was well overdue. I think we were going on 20, 30 years on the carpet. So that's what they usually do, something of that nature to support the church.
Hmm. So helping that environment where everyone gathers together to receive those good gifts,
yes.
Freshen it up a bit.
Yes.
Very good. And now you mentioned the country store. What would one find at the country store?
Yeah, so we have some members who are very, very talented with some craft items that they put together of various nature, and other baked goods, some of the pies and such desserts that you might sample at the dinner. You can actually, if you like it, you can buy it and take one home with you. So those kinds of things, and that's always a real big hit with people in our community. I always liked some of the craft items are really cool, some unique things that people can make. So, yeah.
Get your
And showcasing their God-given abilities. So.
Get some of your Christmas shopping done early, huh?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
So this is coming up on Saturday, November 5th.
Yes.
4:30 to 8 at yes. Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville. What's the address? How do we find Grace Lutheran Church?
Yeah, so we're 528 West Hudson Street, and the Hudson Street is essentially Highway 19.
Mm-hmm.
So we're right on Highway 19. You can't miss it. So, if you're coming from St. Louis, if you feel like enjoying some of the fall leaves and colors, and come on out and for a drive and make other plans for your day, but stop on by and definitely enjoy a good home-cooked meal.
Now, Pastor, I assume you're going to have your sermon done before the turkey dinner for Sunday, because once you eat that turkey, there's no turning back. You're not going to get your sermon done Saturday
right.
night.
That, you know, hey, that's true. That is true. Yeah, definitely going to have that done. For sure. Yeah.
What's it like? What's fall like in Wellsville? How are the trees starting to change out there? It's a little slow here in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, it's been slow here as well, but they are starting to turn. You know, we're hoping by next week that they're really turning. But yeah, you can still see some good fall color yet. So.
So it's by next week, it'll probably be a beautiful drive for folks who are traveling to Wellsville from any of the outlying communities from St. Louis or coming
absolutely.
From the west.
Yeah,
it'd be a nice drive, especially on Highway 19. I bet that would be
right.
That'd be pretty.
Yep.
So take a nice weekend drive on Saturday, November 5th. Head on over to Grace Lutheran Church. Enjoy some. Turkey dinner, the country store. Do we need to do anything in advance to prepare, or we just show up?
Just show up.
Just show up ready with and good and hungry.
Yes.
And if you sit at the right table, Pastor Walters might even be your server.
Yes.
Do you have experience as a server, or should we choose a different table, Pastor?
You might want to choose a different table. I told my wife that when we signed up. I said, I don't know if I can do this. She's like, oh, there's nothing to it. So we'll see.
Do they give you a tray, or you just have to carry everything out by hand?
In terms of...
You might have to start working on this and practice balancing things so you don't spill anything.
I just bring in... I don't know if I'll be bussing tables or just refilling coffee and tea, but yeah. So, yeah, you go through the line and you get your food and you go sit down, but then they keep bringing you drinks and so forth, so yeah.
Now, you know, I've heard of some restaurants where the servers like sing as they serve and kind of entertain. Will you be providing entertainment as you're serving?
No, that would not be good. No.
Instead of singing, maybe you'll do some preaching while you're serving.
Well,
use your talent there.
Probably not, but no, it's always great to meet new people in the community. make connections, and maybe not preaching, but certainly inviting people to church. And
sure.
And it's a great way to witness to our community and let them know, hey, we're here and we'd love to have you. So
very good. Now the folks who are preparing the food, they have a history of doing this. They have a reputation for, you know, making
yes.
some really good food there in the community.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, the ladies here, they have got it down to a system that just works extremely efficiently. Great, great cooks. All the food, I mean, it is a home-cooked meal like you've never had, maybe, and it's fantastic, and they know what they're doing for sure. Yep.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, coming up on November 5th. It's hard for me to say November, Pastor.
Right, I know. I know. We were just having our music committee meeting this last week, and it occurred to me, my goodness, Advent's coming up. It's right around the corner. I'm not ready. So.
Oh, time to start working on those Advent sermons, huh?
Yes.
Now, do you have any festivities coming up for Reformation?
Well, we have. We always have, not for Reformation per se. Next year we will, obviously, with the 500th anniversary.
Sure.
We do have a trunk or treat at our church that usually draws several hundred kids from the community. So not Reformation, but it is a good time to witness and again connect with our community and let people know about some of the things that we offer here at Grace. So, but next year for sure we'll have a big celebration. To be planned for that. So,
all right. So, trunk or treat coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Is it this weekend
It is Monday. Yes.
Monday.
On Halloween. It's Monday. Yes.
Yeah. So. Same here. A couple of trunk or treats this weekend, and some trick or treaters coming around on Monday as well. We'll be at our church too, getting out there and sharing some goodies with them and the good news of Jesus. All right. Well, Pastor, thanks so much for sharing with us. Coming up November 5th, 4:30 to 8 p.m. at Grace Lutheran Church, turkey dinner. And what was it for adults, did you say?
$12 for adults and 10 and under, $6 and 3 and under free. So.
All right. Very good. Come out and get a turkey dinner. And just never know, your table might be in Pastor Walter's serving area. But they're probably only going to allow him to handle tea and water. So
probably.
Thanks, Pastor Walters, for sharing with us about this this fun event coming up at Grace Lutheran Church. We always love hearing what's going on there at Grace.
Thank you. God be with you.
And also with you. Go check it out, folks. November 5th, Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. Today, we're going to study with Pastor James Malin of Trinity Lutheran Church in Livingston, Texas. We'll take a look at Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 through 15. We'll dig into God's Word and study that here in just a little bit. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.